Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
How many people, as soon as something gets difficult, it's over, right? You know, it happens. Yeah, absolutely. So then that's what it's really all about. And as we're constantly moving through our life experiences, relationships are being drawn to us in the present of the very things that we need to work on. You know, that's how the Akashic Records work. They put that person, the universe, in our life for a reason. Whether it's a boss, whether it's a coworker, there's a reason that person's there, even if we can't stand them. And like I said, they make the hair stand up on our neck when we even see them, but there's a reason they're there. And we have to learn those lessons. Sometimes we talk about, you know, how the records pull together these various relationships, and often people ask me, and they want to know, if I have all these different past life relationships out there, all these partners, all these people I've dated through the years, why am I lonely? Why can't I find the right person? Why am I lonely? And what I've been taught and what I've found out over the years of studying this is people are lonely for two reasons. One, that often our soul, when we talked about manifestation, our soul's trying to manifest something that we want to do. It could be a talent, an ability, something that we really, really want to do, but our ego cuts us off. And our ego says, no, you can't do that because you can't make enough money doing that. You don't have enough talent to do that. You can never accomplish that. No, 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 no. You can't do it. And so we listen to our ego and our intellect and don't do it. And what happens is because the soul wants to manifest this in our life and we won't allow it, it cuts us off. It just shuts our soul down. It cuts us off from spirit, our source, totally off. And then we feel isolated because we're cut off from source. And, you know, what that does is that manifests into loneliness. Now, a second reason why people feel lonely is that oftentimes we inadvertently, or sometimes on purpose we do this, is there somebody close to us, it might be a friend or a family member, they need help, they need us to reach out to them, and we don't want to do it. There's something about them we don't like, or we don't want to be bothered, and so we don't help them. And when we do that, that also cuts us off from source and spirit, and it manifests in us as loneliness. I advise everybody, and you can use this with other people too, that if you have somebody that's feeling lonely, do an inventory. Is there someone in my life close to me that I have cut myself off from that needs my help? You know, ask yourself that. Or is there something that I've always wanted to do and my ego won't let me do it, won't let me accomplish it or try it? Take an inventory, because that will tell you an awful lot. That's why most people who are lonely can't overcome it if they look at those things honestly. You know, it gives them the answers. And once I can guarantee you that if you're feeling that or if you know somebody that's feeling it, one of those two things has happened in their life, if not both. The next premise of the Akashic Records is that is souls seeking personal wholeness, our intention is to learn how to love everybody that we come in contact with. You just love everybody. It's hard to do. Few, you just can't love that person. Never be negative, just bless them. Send them a blessing. You know, that works very well too. And remember, even our enemies, people we don't like, they have good qualities about them. You know, maybe they have a nice smile. Maybe they have a nice haircut or hairdo. Maybe they dress nice. But there's something about the person that you don't like that's good qualities. And look for those. You know, that helps an awful lot. When you dislike someone, consider this. The way I'm looking at this person, think what would happen, say, if God was looking at me the same way I was looking at that other person. That's a good question to ask. You know, if you're really having a problem with somebody. And another is giving to others. You know, that's a lesson from the Akashic Records, that the very best way to help yourself, you know, is to reach out to others and give. Because if you're anxious about your own troubles, whether it's income, whether it's relationship, whatever it does, it's amazing how when you put the emphasis into helping others, how those problems sort of like disappear. They really do. You know, I really urge you that will help a lot. And change your anger into love and just learn patience. Be patient. Ready for our meditation? Okay. What I'm going to ask you to do is, what we're going to do in this meditation We're going to look at some of our personal experiences that we are having in the present time and try to gain insights into our life right now. You know, what kind of issues we're having, how to get more insight into what's going on in our present life. So what I want you to do is just relax, feet on the floor. Make sure you're spread out and you have enough space. That's important. With any meditation, take the space you need. If somebody's too close to you, tell them to move away. You need your space. That's really important. Okay, now put your hands on your lap. And I want you to look around the room. Just look around because you want to have your ego on board that your surroundings are safe so it can let go. So just look around the room and take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Deep breath and let out the sound. And with the next breath, close your eyes. Now as you breathe, imagine the breath flowing down to your feet, making them feel totally relaxed. With your next breath, bring your breath up to your hips, the light up to your hips and legs, relaxing them as well. With your next breath, relax your stomach. Imagine your breath is a beautiful white light, constantly filling your body, bringing you into a deeper sense of peace. Next, move your breath up to your arms and your neck. And just gently release any tension that you might have throughout your body. And let your breath enter through your entire being, feeling totally at peace and relaxed. And with your next breath, I want you to focus on the sound of my voice. And for a moment, just pause and relax. Take another breath and let your mind wander and your imagination flow. And in your imagination, I want you to think about a time in your current life when you experience confusion or doubt about what you were doing. Maybe it was a period when you weren't certain what to do in your life. It might be right now or a time in the past. In your imagination, I want you to think of a period of confusion or doubt. Where were you? And what was happening? What is it about this time that is so confusing? Do you feel alone? Is there someone who can help you? For a few moments, experience this time of confusion. Don't analyze it, just experience it. Now, in your imagination, see if you can discover what this period was all about. What were you really supposed to be learning from this experience? What did you learn about yourself from this period of confusion and doubt? Is there some way that this period of confusion actually ended up helping you? Now, next in your imagination, Each of us have periods in our lives when we feel the need to build ourselves up, physically, mentally, or spiritually. It might be a time when you place greater focus on exercise or diet. Maybe it's a time of personal contemplation and learning. Perhaps it's a period when you place greater focus on prayer or meditation. Whatever it was, I want you to think of a time when you felt the need to build yourself up, physically, mentally, or spiritually. Can you feel how this time helped invigorate your body, your mind, or your soul? Do you feel somehow lighter from having gone through this experience? Ask yourself, if the time has come once again for a similar period in your life. Oftentimes, people with different feelings and personalities struggle to come together in common intention. Maybe it's at work or at home, but you have a time like that in your own life. Imagine it now. at times people with different feelings and personality, they struggle to come together. Where are you and what's happening? Do you sense that there's a problem? Or is it just you? For a few moments, look at the situation and see the problem. Don't judge it, just observe and take it all in. Now, in your imagination, see if all the individuals concerned could have found a common purpose that they could have agreed upon. In other words, what were these people trying to do together? Can you see how people can have their own thoughts about what needs to be done? Even though there may be only one activity or one situation. Imagine what it would be like to find a unity of purpose with every person we know. Take hold of this feeling of unity. Next, in your imagination, there have been times in your life when someone very special inspires us or brings out the very best within us. Maybe a best friend reminds us of empathy we once received from our grandparents. Maybe it's how your spouse looked the first time that you both gazed into each other's eyes. Maybe we see our own talents and abilities manifesting in a young person. In your imagination, can you think of some of the best things within you that have ever been inspired and encouraged by some relationship that's in your life? How have other people inspired you? As long as we're alive, we have the opportunity to be of service to someone else. Maybe it's only a kind word. Perhaps it's a listening ear. But there is someone in your life that you can help. Think of that individual now. Who is that person? And what can you do to assist them? Now, finally, in your imagination, many of us have heard about the promises of a new world, a world of peace, in brotherhood, in sisterhood. So in your imagination, I want you to think of one thing you could do right now to bring this new world into your life. What can you do about bringing peace in your community and neighborhood? What can you do to bring about this kind of world in your work or home life? Now I want you to take a deep breath, keeping your eyes closed. Bring the palms of your hands up over your eyes, keeping your eyes closed behind them. Now open your eyes, keeping them covered with the palms of your hands. And now gently part your fingers, letting the light meet your eyes. Now bring your palms of your hands down, put them on your lap. And just look around the room. You're now centered back in present time. Now with any meditation, especially one when you're dealing with the Akashic records, it's always a good idea to have a notepad or something beside you, because you want to ask some questions after a meditation like this. You want to ask some things like, was there any confusion or adversity that somehow assisted you in becoming a better person? And is there anything in your life right now that you can do to build yourself up physically, mentally, and spiritually? Is there a personal struggle that you're involved with another person where you could find common ideal or intention that you could work on or work together with them? You know, is there anyone in your life right now that you could be of service to? And finally, is there something that you could do right now to bring about global peace in world cooperation, in your own life, in your own surroundings? Because remember, it starts with us.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.